have gotten away with it too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates. You got to change your evil ways,
baby. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. It's me, it's Fancy Brian, and you on the phones airing your grievances Friday style at 844-967-2789. Fancy Brian, I don't want to characterize all Republicans as evil.
I know several of them.
Certainly some evil Republicans. And I asked you, and now I'm asking you publicly, I'm putting you on the spot, big guy.
Oh my goodness.
Who would you characterize as evil?
Okay, so...
And I don't mean Dr. Evil.
I got to give you a little background here. I'm an actor, right? So part of my job is sometimes I play bad people. I played a henchman several times. You can see me spitting on someone in two different movies at
least.
Like
the second day you worked for this fine radio product, greatest radio show ever, you were on a Chicago cop show.
It was the one with a bunch of technology and stuff.
A CSI or something
like that, but it only ran one season.
But you threw a guy out.
I threw a guy out of a club.
And you spit on him.
Yeah.
Was he evil?
No, but he did actually die. That was John Hurd's last professional gig.
You killed John Hurd?
Yeah, personally. No. No, actually, he was a really awesome guy. Really got along with us on set. Awesome, great guy. But my point is that playing a bad guy, or technically a bad guy in the realm of the plot, right?
Yeah.
You have to advocate for your character. You can't just go in and say, I'm a bad guy. Because nobody actually thinks that they're a bad guy. Nobody actually thinks, very few people actually think that they're doing something wrong when they're doing it. You're speeding, right? You know you're not supposed to be
often,
speeding.
Yeah, occasionally.
Yeah. Almost everybody does. Except for people who drive in the left lane in Wisconsin for some reason. But anyway.
And then they'll go the speed limit. Exactly the same speed as the guy next to him in the right lane.
Self-righteous. Anyway.
Those are the evil people?
Yes, actually, because they know what they're doing. The point is that...
when my wife does it, she doesn't seemingly know that she's doing it.
Yeah, and none of them do. None of them do. But that's the thing, is that they're not trying to be evil. They just are doing it, but they think they're doing the right thing, right?
So if I don't perceive myself to be evil, then I'm less evil? I guess diabolical somehow?
No, that doesn't necessarily mean it. It's all in context. My point is, it's hard to go and say, that person is evil. That person is wrong. Like when you get pulled over, you know you shouldn't be speeding. And when the cop comes up and says you shouldn't be speeding, you will come up with every single excuse as to why you were speeding rather than saying, my bad, I shouldn't have done that.
See, I've skipped out of a lot of tickets, at least speeding tickets.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I was going a little too fast. Sorry, officer.
Of course.
That's how I lead.
Yeah.
Here's my license. Here's my registration, proof of insurance, and... Here's a Ben Franklin for you. No, I would never
But keep
that.
In mind, remember, people also characterize that cop as an evil person who just wanted to come and ruin your day to go and give you a ticket. No, that cop's doing their job, and they give you a little bit less flack because you were compliant, and you were nice, and you were a pleasant experience. Normally, they get...
Anyone that meets me would tell you the same.
Of course, every single time. I guess my point is that characterizing someone as evil is a really hard, and for me, is a very, like even Donald Trump, as much of the evil, stupid crap as he does...
Yeah, we met Trump.
My impression of him is that he's just all about self-preservation, and that's where his motivation comes from. Not necessarily, I'm trying to be evil.
Very few people go and say, good, excellent. Yeah, I don't think he's Lex Luthor, per se. Certainly not an evil genius.
Could you imagine, though?
Well, if Trump was Lex Luthor.
Competence whatsoever?
When we met Trump, and Dominic shook his hand, or as Tom would tell you, Trump shook his hand. But we met Trump, and he had the opportunity to question Trump. And at that time, that was... 2015, January of 2015, very early in the presidential campaign. And if anybody was evil at the Iowa, I think they called it the Freedom Summit. It was being held by Citizens United. Well, I saw Newt Gingrich. He struck me as a little evil.
That's an evil guy. That's an evil sociopathic, psychopathic human being.
Perhaps the one that was more scary to me than Newt was Callista, the wife. I think she's like somehow attached to the Vatican now, an ambassador or something. She
great
had dead eyes. Callista, I didn't care for her either. But Trump didn't come off as evil. You know, Scott Walker came off as thinking he was a little bit too much of a big shot. Didn't do the spin room in Des Moines that day, but Donald Trump did. It was literally, the spin room was not much bigger than this radio studio. I mean, anyone that wanted to ask Trump a question was packed in the room with him. You know, had a pandemic bit of problem, Trump might have worn a mask. That room was that small. But no, he didn't come off as evil or diabolical. But I think when you see that Donald Trump just doesn't have any regard for humans, other humans, he is completely self-involved and way beyond, you know, like a teenager. My teenagers, a skosh self-involved. Donald Trump a little beyond that point. But you know what? I'm not sure that he is evil, question mark. But I think I know who is. I'm pretty clear.
Lay it on me, man. I want to know.
Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida.
I don't know.
I think he is evil.
I don't know him well enough to do so. I'd like you to paint this picture for me.
Ron DeSantis, you hear his newest proposal today. And I've got a little reporting on this from thehill.com. DeSantis proposes civilian Florida State Guard, military force he would control. Yeah,
what?
This sounds like a despot in the making.
So the National Guard is not enough?
It's not enough because they're the federales. They're somehow attached to our national military, meaning Joe Biden would technically be the commander-in-chief. But this new private army that Governor Ron DeSantis wants, well, that would be at his sole discretion and control. What could possibly go wrong that the evil governor of Florida having his own private army? Here's a little of the reporting at the Hill. I think he's evil. You tell me your opinions at 844-967-2789. But this guy probably worries me more than Trump. If he could galvanize this support, if he's not too big a weenie, if Donald Trump doesn't destroy his electoral chances, no, because Donald Trump helped make Ron DeSantis, but the Padawan has grown perhaps as powerful as the master. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Republican, evil, on Thursday proposed reestablishing a World War II era civilian military force that he would control. DeSantis pitched the idea of creating the Florida State Guard, which would be independent of federal control, while speaking about his military budget proposal. The Guard would consist of 200 volunteers, civilians trained in the best emergency response techniques. I wonder if Kyle Rittenhouse would be available. That would aid in the event of natural disasters or other state emergencies. What, as described by Ron DeSantis' evil ass? The Florida State Guard was initially created in 1941 to fill in for the National Guard members deployed during World War II. It was disbanded in 1947. DeSantis said the proposed unit would not be encumbered by the federal government. Did you catch that?
Well,
encumbered by the federal government.
Would they be encumbered by, let's say, the Geneva Convention?
Well, you know, you hate to encumber a guy or a military force, a private militia, if you will.
Luckily, this didn't happen in Michigan, where there's already a standing bunch of militias.
DeSantis said the proposed unit would not be encumbered by the federal government, adding that the force would give him the flexibility.
Oh, flexibility.
And ability needed to respond to events in our state in the most effective way possible. Like a Black Lives Matter protest, perhaps.
Well, this reminds me of when, you know, the ambassador from Naboo took over the Galactic Empire and created the Galactic Empire after he was granted emergency powers.
Are you talking Star Wars nerd?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
I love it when real life runs along sci-fi lines. It's pretty awesome, isn't it?
If established, Florida would become the 23rd active state guard in the country. I didn't know there was such a thing. The idea was part of DeSantis's larger military budget proposal, which, included establishing three new armories, a new National Guard headquarters, and supporting service members getting degrees. Florida Democrats pushed back on the proposal. Charlie Crist, who apparently is now a Democrat, let's not forget he was the former, Republican governor of the state of Florida,
uh-huh,
called the proposed unit, a handpicked secret police.
That doesn't sound bad at all.
As Charlie Crist technically tweeted, no governor should have his own handpicked secret police. DeSantis' proposal comes after Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin urged National Guard members to get vaccinated or face losing their pay. Is this just so you can have an army of the unvaccinated? I mean, is he looking for a zombie army next? I'm just curious. 844-967-2789. Your Friday grievances. But I personally think Ron DeSantis is. I think he's evil. I think he is. I think he is a small, petty man. And they worry me more. I mean, Donald Trump had an enormous ego. And Donald Trump obviously knew he was inadequate his entire life. His daddy never loved him enough. His mommy never hugged him. Something broke down in that man's, you know, growth pattern. But Ron DeSantis, I think, is a petty little man that suddenly has a little bit of power. And he has these broad ambitions. And Scott Walker had broad ambitions, but not much intelligence. But DeSantis is a Yale-educated, a very erudite man by all accounts. And he's got, you know, he's got the little missus. She's the general right at his side. And they're like a cabinet of two. And I think he might be the most dangerous future presidential candidate in our nation. I would worry about a Ron DeSantis' America.
Yeah, he's a little bit more capable. And I'm still hung up on, you know, the college classes. You know, join the shoot your neighbors, learn about science. Hooray. This group is offering education to people.
Well, that is a broader proposition of the Florida National Guard. That's more like the GI Bill. That's the federal associated. You're talking, you're misconstruing. He wants.
Oh, I'm sorry.
A private, you know, militia, volunteers.
Where there's no education?
Well, there's just no oversight from the federal government.
Oh, good stuff.
His army. What could possibly go wrong? 844-967-2789. Jim from St. Louis Park. Jim, welcome. What do you got for us?
I wanted to follow up on, you know, what you say to the police officer when they pull you over or whatever.
Yeah, what do you tell them, Jim?
Well, I was going to say, if you see, you know, this female officer and she looks really sharp in her uniform, do not ask her what you need to do to have her wrestle you to the ground and handcuff you.
Have you tried that line, Jim?
No, I'm too chicken to do
that. I was going to say, that wouldn't advance your sex life or your longevity on the streets.
but I was thinking Mitch McConnell and Ted Cruz. I just see both of them as being evil. Just no merit there. I think one thing that would be really good for all of us to do, everybody listening, if you want Ron Johnson to get out of there, give money to your governor, to Ayers. We've given money to him because the campaign funds that will support him will probably be the same campaign funds that will support whoever the Democratic nominee is for Senate. In Wisconsin. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do in a way, Jim. I appreciate your consideration of our gubernatorial and U.S. Senate races. Ron Johnson on the ballot, as is Democratic Governor Tony Evers in the state of Wisconsin. And Jim, listening, I appreciate you listening, AM 950 in Minneapolis. Jim is suggesting, you know, if you want to help support the eventual Democratic nominee for U.S. Senate, perhaps consider supporting the governor of the state of Wisconsin. Now, I would say, you know, there's what, 10 or more Fancy Brian, and we've got some new polling out of the state of Wisconsin on the U.S. Senate race. And I would say that, you know, I might have a different advocacy than you, Jim. You know, how about you support the platform? And whoever wins the nomination will be here to lift them to victory over Ron Johnson. Just a thought. Come back with us. More of your Friday grievances. Your thoughts are next. 844-967-2789.
Evil will always triumph because good is dumb.
You know, I have one simple request, and that is to have sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads.
Evil losers.